The next few tracks demonstrate the tritone paradox and contain enough patterns so that you can carry out a complete experiment on this very strange effect. The basic pattern that produces the tritone paradox consists of two computer-produced tones that are related by a half octave. When one tone of a pair is played, followed by the second, some people hear an ascending pattern. But other people, when listening to the identical pair of tones, hear a descending pattern instead. The tritone paradox has another curious feature. In general, when a melody is played in one key and it's then transposed to a different key, the perceived relations between the tones are unchanged. The notion that a melody might change shape when it's transposed from one key to another is as paradoxical as the notion that a circle might turn into a square when it's shifted to a different position in space. But the tritone paradox violates this rule. When one of these tone pairs is played, say, C followed by F sharp, a listener might hear a descending pattern. Yet when a different tone pair is played, say, G sharp followed by D, the same listener hears an ascending pattern instead. And yet, another listener might hear the C F sharp pattern as ascending and the G sharp D pattern as descending. There's a longer description of the tritone paradox in the booklet, which also contains instructions as to how to run the experiment. Before you begin, adjust the settings on your amplifier so that the sound of my voice is at a comfortable level. If anything, my voice should be on the soft side. Once you've adjusted the settings, you're ready to proceed. Here are six examples to use as practice. When you hear a pair of tones, decide whether the second tone sounds higher than the first or lower. If the second tone sounds higher, draw an upward arrow on your answer sheet to indicate an ascending pattern. If the second tone sounds lower, draw a downward arrow to indicate a descending pattern. Now here goes. Now you're ready to begin the experiment. The tone pairs come in groups of 12, and there are 16 of these groups altogether. So, beginning with group 1, go down column 1 on your answer sheet and indicate for each tone pair whether you hear an ascending or a descending pattern. Continue in this way, column by column, until you've made judgments on all 16 groups of tone pairs. Notice that there's a pause of 30 seconds after each group of 12 pairs. These pauses are important to the experiment, so it's best not to bypass them by fast-forwarding to the next group. Now, here goes.